My name's Caroline Greco, and today I'm here with Olivia Valenti to talk about the COVID-19 experience. Do you consent to being interviewed?
Yes.
Please state the date and time.
It is currently Saturday, December 11th, and it is 9:27 a.m.
All right, perfect. First, I want to start off with, what are your thoughts on the first semester of college during the pandemic?
I think it was a really interesting first semester. From the start, it didn't really feel like COVID was kind of a real concern on campus. I mean, everybody was wearing masks, and you had to be vaccinated to come on campus, and obviously there was weekly testing, but I think those were really the only actual reality checks that came into play in a really weird way, because everybody was still going out on weekends. You were going to, like, games and stuff, and, like, nobody really was concerned about, like, if I'm going to get COVID or not, but I mean, it was kind of nice because you still had the somewhat online options and professors were still, like, administering tests online. So, and I think in a way, like, we kind of got almost the best of both worlds, where we got the benefits of online schooling while still having in-person classes and getting to go out. So that was really nice.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you mentioned before that you actually had COVID. I was just curious how getting COVID has changed your perspective on the pandemic.
Getting COVID has kind of, I guess, altered my perspective on COVID because of the fact that, like, I think for a very long time I was like, oh, like, obviously not, the COVID's not real. Like, COVID is very real and it is something that people are getting, but I think for a really long time, especially, like, also where I'd lived prior, you had this sort of, like, invincibility you felt, and I was like, oh, it's never gonna be me. Like, I'm never gonna get it. It's not that bad. Like, people just need to get over it, like, move on. But getting it was probably, like, one of the worst experiences. It really, like, kind of put into perspective, and I was also asymptomatic. So for me to have such a poor experience with my time, like, in isolation and everything, even though I had no symptoms, I can't really imagine what it was like for those people who, like, were actually ill and were in hospitals. So I think it's definitely changed and made me sympathize more what was happening, but at the same time it's changed my perspective on vaccinations, because I still agree we should get them, but at the same time, if I'm somebody who was vaccinated twice using Pfizer, which is what I had, why was I still able to get sick? Because you're being marketed as, like, oh, you have, like, a point, like, this chance. And it's not supposed to be a great enough value that you actually get the disease.
Yeah.
But here we are, and I ended up getting it. So I think it's kind of, I don't know, it's a confusing, like, piece of information.
Definitely. Yeah, it definitely is. I'm sure it's very frustrating as well, you know, being quarantined with no symptoms. But
it almost made it so much worse. You'd rather be
sick. Exactly, yeah. No, I totally know what you mean. Back to, like, what we've been learning in class, like, how does learning about past pandemics shape your view on the current pandemic?
I think one of the most standout things that I learned from past pandemics is about, like, the mask resistance, because obviously, we saw a lot of people countering mask mandates and being in opposition and not wanting to use them, saying it was, like, a violation of rights and all these other statements. And you're kind of like, oh, this is weird. Like, somebody's offering something to help you, but you're refusing it. And you're kind of like, why would you do that? But then we were looking back on past pandemics, we saw that we had this huge mask riot, like, years ago, and people reacted the exact same thing to something that could benefit them. And we saw that when people refused to wear the masks in the past, obviously the disease came back until they wore the masks again. But, and, like, you're seeing that happen now in real time, how, like, right now, currently, we're in the middle of another spike. And if people don't keep wearing masks and, like, resist it again, it's just going to be the same loop.
Yeah. No, it really is crazy how, like, history repeats itself. But going off of that, how does this pandemic, you feel, compare to, like, past pandemics?
I think that this pandemic is really mild in comparison to the past pandemics we've done. I think, I mean, obviously it's still a pandemic and what's happening is extremely unfortunate. There are people losing their lives. But if you think about it on the grand scheme of things, this is very mild as opposed to, like, the Ebola pandemic or like measles and smallpox, like there was a lot, or even the Black Death, for example, there were so many other extremes where things were so much worse and you had such a higher mortality rate on a global level that we have to almost be fortunate that this is the pandemic we got. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that being said, like comparing like the two and like looking back on like how those run their course, I think this is also something that kind of, like, no matter how badly we want to prevent it in real time, like, we can come up with all the vaccinations we'd like and stuff, but I think it's ultimately just one of those things that has to almost just run its course, as we've seen, like, has to happen with the other ones. Like, they introduced vaccinations, but ultimately it was just, like, after, like, a couple years, it disappeared, and I think that's just kind of, like, the reality that we have to live in and see that they're very similar in that aspect.
Totally. All right. Well, thank you for speaking with me.
Of course.
Yeah, I think we're done.